Chavav
Amud Beis.
Everything in this country is different.
You could just put in a regular nail, but it's a special kind of nail.
What's right
now? No, they have a special kind of nail. But the pictures, not the old heavy things, but. Okay, let's go. Toshima, we're still trying to prove whether we need Tziburin or whether we don't need Tziburin. That's the whole Shaila. Toshima, by Tziburin Gamliel. Uzkeinim, Shoidbom, Bisfino, they were on the boat. Ah, before we go right there, I'd like to revisit the Raya from Tosis that he brought from Ksuvus up above. The Gemara said there that you don't write a principle unless the loiva is karka. So the first pshat was Rashi's pshat, and the first pshat in Tosis was because it's only shchiach when he has karka. Nothing to do with the repayment of the loan, because it could be the karka is a koshu, like we saw in the Braisa. In the Mishnah. But Stam, that's the type of loans that they made principle for. Then Toysa said a second shot, Rabbi Natan Pirish, that Taka, the reason you have karka is because that is what you could, because it is possible to pay back with the karka. We're talking about the karka is worth much less than the loan. Even so, karka koshu chazi the gabbis kol choyva, it is roi to pay back the entire loan. So, what was the case over there? So, I believe over there it says like this. I looked up the other day, hopefully I'm remembering it correctly. A guy owned $100, and he had karka that was worth $50. And the Malva took the karka that was worth 50, and the guy died. Either he died before that, he died after that. I don't remember. So the Yisoyimim came to the Malva with $50, and they said, and they gave him $50, and they took the karka back. So the Malva said, okay. Then he went and took the karka again for the remainder of the loan, because they really owed 100.
What do you mean it was worth 100, but then it went down to
50? No. He owed him $100. The karka was only worth 50. So he took the 50. He took the karka. The Yisoyimim came and gave him cash instead. And then he took the karka from them again. He said, okay, this cash is now payment than half the loan. And now I'm taking the karka again for the other half of the loan. So they came to the Yisoyimim and said, what are you talking about? We bought that back from you. You can't just... That already... We're going for that. You can't do that. You can't... That's our karka now, right? I mean, once you've time to pay for the karka, it doesn't even belong to the father. There's no shibud on it anymore. The Yisoyimim's karka. You can't take it back as a shibud on the... So they went to Abaya. Abaya said, he's allowed to do it. Why? Because the Yisoyimim have a mitzvah to pay off the loan anyway. So the guy is allowed to say, when I took that 50 from them, I didn't take it as payment for the karka. I took it as the payment of the other half of the loan. And now I'm going to take this karka for that half. So Gemara says, that works. Unless they stipulated specifically, we're giving you this 50 as payment for the karka, so then you can't get around that. But they didn't say anything. Or if they thought it was understood, but they didn't speak it out, then he's allowed to say, no, that 50 was because you had a mitzvah anyway to pay back the set. When I took the karka, only half the loan was paid back. The other half of the loan was still open. You had a mitzvah to pay the other half of the loan. So I count that $50 as your payment to the other half of the loan, and I'm still keeping this karka.
What happened?
Point is that from same piece of karka...
It was redeemed and then he took it
what
again.
Happened? I don't understand the case.
What do you mean?
Him,
yeah.
And they said...
The Gemara says over there, they didn't say specifically, we're buying the karka back from you. They just gave him the $50. I mean, whatever. They thought they were doing it for that reason, but they didn't specify.
But the car was a security.
Yeah.
And they thought, they couldn't have thought that they were off the loan.
No, they didn't. They thought they're buying back the karka.
Because it was worth 50.
Right. He says to them, guess what? You weren't buying back the karka. You were paying the other half of the loan. And now I'm going to take the karka again for that half. whatever. The, so you use the same karka twice. That's the point. So Taisa says, you see from here, even on karka that's worth less than the choiv, in certain under certain circumstances, it could be used to get back the whole amount. So that's what Taisa says. That's the pshat. They need karka to write a perusable. Taisa isn't saying this is always going to happen like this. He's just saying it's chazi, it's roi. You see that it's roi. It's possible, it's epsher. To use karka that's only worth half the amount for the whole thing. No, so he's just saying that when they made the old shaila was, what does karka have to do with perusable? Why do you have to have karka in order to write a perusable? So Rashi said, and Tosaf said in the first pshat, it's got nothing to do with the karka's ability to repay the loan.
Right.
It just has to do with that type of alva. Exactly. Tosaf is saying a new pshat. The pshat is that no, because every karka has the koyach to pay back a loan in full, even if the karka is worth less than the loan.
Like
how? It's no, anything. Not like a perusable, meaning in general. So on that type of thing, we write a perusable. So with the first pshat, but the first pshat was just saying on a type of alva that shchiach, we write a perusable. The second pshat is saying, on a type of avah that the loiva has the absharis to pay it back with karka, we write a perusable. We see perusable is tied to karka, that we see from the Mishnah. The question is why? Or how? So that's what the second pshat is saying. So he's using that case of abaya as a riot of such a concept. And you could do that. Yeah. Yeah, okay, that was that. Now, Toshma. Maisa ben Gamliel's again on the boat. So Gamliel's on the boat and he realizes, Rashi says, he realizes that he forgot before he left. He never told them to be toirim his tvua, to take truma off of his tvua. He says, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? It's sitting there, it's not mesukin. I have to fix it. What's he worried about? So the truth is, Rashi doesn't really speak all this out, but Tosfos, the way he quotes Rashi, is that Rashi explains what he was afraid of. So Tosfos brings at the beginning, let's look at Tosfos for a second. Pirush Bekuntris, Rangoliyah Lotarim Meshachach, Vilonosan Rashis Lotarim, Vayimimayar Lotarim. So why was he such in a rush to do it now while he's on the boat? Why can't he wait till he gets home? He's afraid people might eat it. They'll be soybrim. They'll think he took the tumor off. Right, we have that Gemara. He would never leave it, not Mesukim. So he said, I totally forgot. People are going to rely on this chazaka, and I'm going to be in trouble. So I have to find a way to be mafresh right now, even though it's not in front of me. Oh, we'll get back to Tosfos' kasha on that in a minute. But that's the way, at least Tosfos understood, that's what Rashi is learning.
What was his kasha? What was his problem? I understand what he's saying, but...
Yeah, what do you mean? What's his problem? Tosfos' kasha? Yeah. We'll get back to it. We didn't talk about it yet. I just want to finish the Gemara first, and we'll get back to it. Yeah, we'll get back to it. I'm just saying, I only started Tosfos now just to get shot. The Parsha of Pshat before Tosfos. That's the Parsha of Pshat before Tosfos. He's trying to stop people from making a mistake. So it says, the Ma'aser that I will take off. I'm giving it to Yeshua right now. Yeshua ben Chananya was a Levi. And the Makam that it's in is hereby rented out to Yeshua ben Chananya. Tosfos later on mentions that they took money afterwards to make it the rental official. Whatever it is, so everybody was mocking him the rental. And I'm renting him the space so that in that space it could be coined the Meiser. So that's Meiser. Visa Acher, the other Meiser, which is Meiser Oni, Shani Osalab, and not a lot of Kida ben Yosef, because he was the Gabbai Tztaka. Kedishiz Gabbalaniim. When Makai Moy Muskalar, and a master him the place. So now he wants to be Makna to them, the Meisers. And he gives it to them with the karka. So why is he giving it to them with the karka? Shomer Abin and Sibar. But why didn't he just makne to them agav the karka? If he wants to be makne to them agav karka, he doesn't need to say makoy moy muscher. The place which it's sitting is rented to him. Give him any piece of karka along with the stuff. Must be that you need tzibarim, because he dafka said, like Rashi points out, he dafka said mikoy moy, the place where it's sitting. So shmamino, you need tzibarim. Zach the Gemara, it's not a raya. Shining awesome, geigadol tzurchinu. It's not a raya. Loyim, you don't need tzibarim, but he wanted to make it easy on them, not to be matriach them. So he wanted to rent them the actual place where the stuff is, that you know that they have rights to leave it there. They don't have to go and make sure to truck it away as soon as possible. He's making it easy on them, and that's why he gave them that place. Meaning, Erekanami, Mitzadi Etzem Kininaga, because he gave them any mokum. But it makes it easier for them to give them the mokum where it's sitting, so that now they have a shush in that area, and they don't have to. That's the Maskar of the Gemara. So Taisus takes issue with what we said, that the whole problem Gali was having was he was afraid people would take from it when it wasn't Masukan. So let's see what Taisus says. Yeah, he has like a lot of kashas, right?
Yeah,
let's see. Kasha. Talk Taisus for kasha. Deim Cain, if that's the pshat that he was afraid people would take it, how did he help his what he did? He made it worse. Why?
Or both, because this is two problems here. One problem is from his point that he was a master of something that doesn't exist, and the other problem was...
No, but that he was able to do.
He's
worried they're going to eat it up afterwards, it sounds like.
I thought he was eating it up before this.
What's worse?
What's worse? So the chori eating maizes is worse. Yeah. So you say you just get away with it. If you're afraid they're going to eat it up unknowingly, so what do? You turn it from tevel into meisim. So how do you fix it?
I thought that they ate everything up before.
No. It's mashma, they will eat it. Yeah, it's about they will eat it.
They ate something that wasn't matukan, and or...
You haven't eaten anything yet. What will happen?
Yeah, that's what I...
When he says, he just means because I didn't physically do it yet.
That's what it means. They're taking it now.
It's chal now.
Doing it now.
Yeah. Also, means I didn't physically, you know, the choir. Yeah. Because otherwise, now, so that's Tosfos kasha. She says, "Mir yesh l'toritz kain, shalai yelach shachem b'kaksha, ahai b'tvul b'kri." You could answer that the Metzias was, he wasn't worthy to eat up everything because it was a lot there. But you're there, shalai yelach mebezor hakoyl kodim shavim kovodim sheyavoy. He knew for sure that I could have finished all of it before he gets back. It's impossible. I mean, I might say yapish ma'isim from whatever's left over, there'll be enough to be mafish the ma'isim. So you can answer that kashya by saying the Matthias was, there was so much of it that there was no chashash to lead everything. The chashash was, they'll lead some, and that some is going to be tevil. So he was fixing the problem by being mafish. Okay. Umiyo kashya, but Tosha says, I have another kashya. Eich yotzi mi beis to atchilo tikmi. Mishilo yadiyum, shen mesukin. He says, I have a problem with the whole scenario over here. He says, Chazaka, your Toysis takes it very seriously. Chazaka that a chaver wouldn't go out. So because he won't. And Ram Gamliel is definitely a chaver. So what did Shaykh to say? How did Shaykh to say? Yeah, he's right, he's the God of Adar. Nasi, whatever. So why, how did Shaykh to say, you know, the generally Chazaka, but Gamliel forgot about it. The whole.
So the question is, how did it happen?
How did it happen, such a scenario? If this was the scenario.
It's a realistic scenario.
Yeah, but like, concept of Chazaka by a Chazar is that sometimes
yeah,
it could happen.
So that's what we learned. In Echanami, before I got the Tosis, I said, yeah, Abadu does a Chazaka, but yeah, in Echanami, that's how I understood it. But you see, Tosis, Tosis dealt with
it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not shaykh, it's not shaykh that it would have happened that way.
Gives everyone benefit of the doubt, you know?
Yeah. Oh, so that's one kashi, yes. Okay. Void kashi, so I have another kashi. Lama yitzhak li tin lehem, lahaslim mokoim, bekriash mokoim. Kriash shem, so why do you have to actually give it over to them? To do afrasha, it's enough to say, this thing is maisa, this thing is chum. And that's not tevil anymore. You're not mechuyev to actually hand it over yet. Why did he have to go and hand it over to the Levi or to the Gabbai Tzedakah? What was that necessary? Right, that's what he was doing. But Koyma Muskaloi means he was giving it to them. What do you have to do that for? Just be mafish and say, this is this. That's kasha number two. Void kasha. But he didn't really do anything.